Thank you, Chair, and good morning, colleagues. Chair, as this is the first time our delegation is taking the floor, we want to begin by congratulating you on your assumption of this important leadership role and to assure you and the Secretariat our delegation's full support. Chair, you asked us to be clear right up front about whether or not we would be in a position to support the Russian proposal. Chair, we are not in a position to support the Russian Federation's proposal. And I won't spend much time going through the sort of procedural reasoning behind this. I think the delegation of Austria, I think very clearly and in a very complete way explained an understanding both of the rules of procedure that we share. I think it's also important to note in that connection that we have decades of practice in this forum following the approach that he specified. And Chair, just to say that we have complete confidence in you in exercising your authorities under Rules 19 and 20 to effectively manage this meeting. And we think that that alone should be sufficient to address any concerns that any delegation in this room might have if they perceive a statement by another either state or observer as crossing some line related to politicization. And so we would strongly prefer to maintain the approach that's worked for this body for decades. Chair, I did want to spend a little bit of time, though, explaining why we think this. It's not simply because a procedural argument is available here or not available there. I think we need to step back and understand the bigger picture. The bigger picture is that the success of this body over the many decades that we've been working here has turned in very large part on the important contributions that are made by observers. Yes, this is a convention to which states are a party, but we invite observers to join us because we recognize that we all do a better job as states by hearing the voices of the observers, by taking into account the concerns that they raise. They are a different stakeholder group. They have different concerns than states do, and it's vitally important to hear those concerns and to incorporate those concerns into our work. And the idea that we're going to limit the ability of observers to have a single engagement and not to participate more fully prevents us from having a conversation that will be enriched by their participation. And so for us, Chair, this is not just a procedural question. This is a much more fundamental question about how we want to organize our work and do our work in this room, and how we recognize the value of the participation of everybody in this room. Thank you, Chair.